How old are you?
Three.
Three? What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob? Yeah. How old are you?
I'm Ben. My name is Nolan.
And how old are you?
Four.
These three little kids were excited about showing me their toys. They only know they have a happy home with their two moms.
I am April DeBoer and my daughter, Ryan DeBoer Rouse.
And I'm Jane Rouse and my sons are Nolan DeBoer Rouse and Jacob DeBoer Rouse.
They wanted to jointly adopt their children to better protect the kids' futures. The state of Michigan argued, no way, they can't, they're not married. Their case has become the most anticipated development in lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people's rights in Michigan. It's in the federal court now and challenges the state's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. When I get to the family's house, the kids are about to eat lunch, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They all passed on the ham and cheese sandwiches. And as a kid, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's peanut butter and jelly, right? Anyway, their mothers explained they had no intention to challenge the gay marriage ban. Jane Rouse says that's something the judge suggested.
So what Judge Friedman said was basically looked at the state and said, so this hinges on marriage. And the state said yes. And he said, so what it sounds like to me is you guys need to challenge the marriage amendment. And we all kind of looked at each other and went, he just did not suggest that we challenge gay marriage. And he did.
Jane Rouse and April DeBoer say they talked about it. Here they are, both nurses, both going to school, and suddenly they find themselves in the middle of the most controversial issue in the LGBT community.
We were not looking for the marriage amendment fight. This has never been about us getting married. This has been about our rights and our children's rights and protecting them. You know, it's one thing when you're looking at second parent adoption, you know, this is about the kids. People see it about the kids. When you start talking about the marriage amendment, it's more about our relationship and what we want. And that gets a little bit scarier because people are a little more opinionated about a marriage, a gay marriage, than they are about children having two parents.
You know, one of the things that we discovered when we started this was how many people did not know that we couldn't jointly adopt. And once we explained it to them, then they were outraged. You know, they were like, I can't understand, you know, why, and in this day and age, that's just dumb.
They've also run into people who tell them they're wrong. They have no business trying to upset traditional marriage.
People say, well, you're looking for special rights. It's hard to explain to them that we're not looking for special rights. We're looking for equal rights that you already have and you take for granted.
And April DeBoer says the anger some people direct at them is really surprising to her.
Why are so many people so involved in denying us things? We don't care. We don't care what you do with your life. We don't care what you do in your bedroom. Why do you care so much about what we do? I don't get it.
So there they are, trying to be good moms to their kids, trying to make sure their kids are protected. They don't understand why the state of Michigan is trying to make that impossible.